right now in your own practice outside of a clinical trial setting, how are you approaching the use of trastuzumab, for example, in a node-positive patient in terms of the chemo that you're using?
Well, I think I'm asking myself two questions. The number one question is, am I worried about an early relapse? Yes or no? And the second question is, am I worried about the risk of cardiotoxicity? Yes or no? So the risk of an early relapse, we did an interesting analysis in the ERA study. We looked in the control arm, so women who did not receive trastuzumab, and we looked at the pattern of relapse in this group according to hormone receptor status and nodal status. What became apparent is that with four positive nodes or more, there is a very high risk of relapse in the first 2 years. To me, this indicates that these women are probably better served with a strategy that gives trastuzumab upfront. And we also discovered that women with hormone receptor negative tumors have a higher risk also to relapse early on as compared to those with hormone receptor positive tumors. So I'm using that also as a factor to decide whether I go for immediate trastuzumab or delayed trastuzumab. And then the cardiac risk factors. I know that this is still an area where we need to do a lot more work, but there are some early signals that have been provided by the analysis of cardiotoxicity in the NSABP study and in the HERA study. And it looks like age is a risk factor. Hypertension is a risk factor. Obesity might be a risk factor according to the HERA data. And a left ventricular ejection fraction in the lower range could also be a risk factor. So if I am in the presence of these risk factors, I'm also going to think twice about the use of anthracyclines and perhaps favor a regimen like TCH.
There are people who would say, after seeing those data, well, let's use TCH in everybody. It sounds like there are lots of patients that you're still going to use anthracyclines in. Why?
Well, because, you know, I don't think that you definitely change practice on the basis of one trial. That's number one. Number two, the curves of the anthracycline-based regimen in BCRG006 are the upper ones.